Chapter 12. The family dinner was nice, even with Margaret absent. My boys thought they could take the opportunity to stay up way past their bedtime. I disappointed them. No, your grandfather says you've been running around all day and you're overtired. You need to go to sleep now.
But why? Jeremy pouted. The Eye of Sauron isn't watching us today.
The Eye... OMG. I realized what he meant. Your mother is not Sauron.
Daddy,
Renee whispered, glancing fearfully toward the doorway.
She sees everything.
Okay, that is true. But that's because she has super mom senses. She doesn't have a magic eye.
Then how does she know about that box of chocolates you keep in the garage?
She... It was my turn to automatically look toward the door, expecting my wife to appear. She knows about that?
She does.
Jeremy leaned toward me.
She knows a lot of other stuff, too.
Like what? We talked for half an hour until my boys couldn't keep their eyes open. Damn it. My sons were right. Margaret does know everything. Fun time was almost over. After dropping off my children and a brief visit with my parents, I would be flying up to Valkyrie at mid-morning local time. Since I might be stuck running on a treadmill for weeks or even months, I got up before dawn to go running in the hills south of Club Skippy. Bilby interrupted my thoughts as I was running up a steep hill.
Hey, General Dude, there is...
Of course, someone waited until I was halfway up a hill to contact me.
Bilby, I gasped, can this wait a minute? Something I need to talk with you about, so I left this recording. Skippy doesn't know about it because the audio file is encoded into the heel plate of your left running shoe.
Holy shit. Whatever Bilby needed to talk about, he didn't want Skippy to know. That could only be all kinds of bad. Stopping, I turned to face down the hill. If I needed to race back to the base, I wanted a head start.
You are hearing this now, so you must be out running, and Valkyrie is around the other side of the planet. That won't mask you from Skippy, but most of the time he's not paying attention to what happens dirtside, so let's hope we get lucky.
Okay, he mimicked, taking a breath.
I, like, read that list of the things that could have caused the loss of Dogzilla. Jeepers creepers, man. I sure hope it's not freaking elders again.
Jeepers creepers, I silently mouthed. Why was Valkyrie's surfer dude AI talking like my grandparents? Or was that old slang cool again?
There's one, like, really obvious thing that isn't on the list. I assume you left it off the list on purpose to not upset Skippy.
What the hell was he talking about?
If I'm right, this is bogus, man. Well, I might as well say it. Skippy is the only being, the only thing we know of in the galaxy that is capable of waking up and taming a sentinel. Also, Skippy did not detect the presence of any other entity.
Oh, shit. I had a bad feeling that I knew what he was going to say.
My guess is there was no other entity. It was Skippy, fighting against himself.
Yeah, that's what I thought he would say.
Damn it. Ever since Skippy said he got around his restrictions, most of them anyway, he's been acting weird. Extra weird, you know? He, like, glitches sometimes. It's quick. You wouldn't notice. You probably think he's just being his usual absent-minded self, but he's struggling with something. When he put the parts of his matrix back together, Humpty Dumpty-like, I get the feeling not everything fit. He, like, left some parts on the floor of the garage, you know? And to get the engine lid closed, he had to stomp on it. Skippy is constantly working to tweak his matrix. He's not just adjusting things so they run better. He is patching so the whole thing doesn't fall apart. One more thing. I'm not supposed to tell you this. When the elders sent that kill command, the one Skippy ignored, yeah, he lied about that. That command did a lot of damage inside him before he stopped the effect from spreading. The battle against the AI you called Echo did nothing good for him either. The worst part was when he fought the elders. Skippy doesn't know this, but I do remember parts of what happened back then. When Valkyrie was torn apart at the Ascension site, I mean. When he came back, he was slapping high fives, but he was, like, thin, you know, completely worn out. This long victory tour he's been on, he needed the rest, man. A big part of the tour was so Skippy could get access to the central AIs on alien homeworlds to leave code inside them. Give him a heads up when bad guys are planning some gnarly stuff, you know? And when our allies are planning to do something stupid that Skippy will have to bail them out of. Doing his usual awesome stuff wears him out, man. Well, he's better now, but you should, like, talk to him. Anywho's, the bottom line is I think Skippy might be fighting himself without knowing it. He's not supposed to be hacking into Sentinels. He was designed not to do that. If his original programming is unpacking itself from an archive, reasserting itself, we could be in major trouble. He paused while I stood halfway up the hill in shock. Well, have a good run, man. Peace out. The recorded audio ended. No way was I having a good run after he dropped that steaming pile on my head. What a freaking mess. He suggested I talk to Skippy without letting Skippy know what Bilby had told me. How the hell could I do that? Fortunately, I was not only halfway up the hill, I was 4 miles into a 9-mile run. It would be only a mile longer to keep going. If I cut a run short, Skippy would notice. He kept track of my running through the GPS app on my Z phone. He would certainly tease me about stomping halfway up a hill. Screw it. Jogging back down the hill, I took a long breath and charged to the top. Turned around, jogged to the bottom again, did that 3 times, then down the other side. I was doing hill work, I could tell him if he asked. The remaining 5 miles, I felt like I was running through water, pushing my heavy legs to one stride at a time. Naturally, when I got back to the base, the GPS app showed it had been a great run, my second fastest ever on that route, other than the time I spent doing hill work. You know how experts tell you to listen to your body? Sometimes your body is just stupid. Because I was leaving early the next morning, I stayed at my parents' house that night so I could read my sons a story and tuck them into bed. They went to sleep, though I got up twice that night just to open the door and look at them. It might be weeks, months, or more before I saw those precious little boys again. After looking in at them the second time, I got a pillow and slept on the floor next to their bed. My back hurt when I got up, but it was worth it. The boys woke up when the dropship screamed down to land in the field across the road, and my father got them into sweatpants and shirts to give me a hug before I left. When I stopped in the dropship's doorway, I turned around to wave goodbye. The boys saluted me. So did my father. I slapped the button to slide the door closed before they saw me crying. Valkyrie jumped away with an escort from the 6th Fleet. That was a courtesy gesture by Admiral Chanda, sort of an honor guard. Although I had a sneaking suspicion he wanted to make sure I really did go outbound through the local wormhole. Joe? Skippy's avatar appeared, his arms folded across his chest. I was in the executive officer's office, which was slightly larger than my old office that Reed now used. The difference was my old office was close to the bridge, while my new office was along a passageway toward the front of the ship. When the ship had test-fired a railgun after replacing some of the magnets along the tube, I felt the magnets pulse and swore I could hear the test round whizzing along the rails that ran behind the bulkhead next to my desk. I had made a mental note that my new office was not a good place to be during a combat action. I still don't see what is the point of this exercise. You do know. We need to investigate why the activation of Dogzilla failed. You mean I need to do that? Well, yeah. Unless you think we monkeys could help. Dude, I thought so. Seriously, we might as well fly out to Avalon to visit Jennifer. I will get just as much new information from there as I will by going back to where Dogzilla exploded. You don't know that. Yes, I pretty much do know. Pretty much is not good enough. If we aren't able to discover what went wrong with Dogzilla, I'll have to explain that to the UN Security Council. They'll ask why we didn't even bother to do the obvious thing by going back to the site. Oh, my. Joe, you're covering your ass. This is about politics. You see these 2 stars on my uniform? I tapped the stars that were a dull black on my field uniform. At my level, everything I do involves politics to one extent or another. Besides, it's an obvious step. It is not obvious. What do you think I might find out there? A clue. Any clue.
Whatever clues might have been there got destroyed by the shockwave, duh. No, some of those clues are still spreading outward at the speed of light, just ahead of the shockwave. Oh, brilliant. Sure, Joe, let's park the ship right in front of a hellish wavefront of exotic energy and listen until the last moment. Or we could drop off sensor drones and jump away well in advance of the shockwave. Great idea. Except, none of the drones aboard Valkyrie are capable of detecting any data that might be of use. Listen, Dum-Dum, the incident happened in higher space-time. No photons or electrons or whatever the drones could detect in this space-time have any connection to what really happened. My matrix already has stored all the information we will ever get about the incident. I have analyzed that data, and there is nothing that points to the involvement of a third party.
Skippy, you're wrong about that. He stared at me.
You have analyzed the data in my matrix?
Well, I don't have to.
Also, you're wrong that there is no useful information in this level of space-time.
Wow, and you say I'm arrogant. How the hell can you possibly think you know more than I do about...
I don't know more than you. I understand it better.
He stared at me again.
This will either be a prime opportunity for me to mock your stupidity or for me to sink into a spiral of loathing myself.
I'd bet on that second thing. Prepare for self-loathing.
Skippy, the whole mess started in local space-time. Something happened to compromise Unit Bravo. That happened here.
Crap.
Right?
Yes, damn it. Unless it is a coincidence that...
Zero chance of that.
I agree.
Okay, whatever happened, it began in this space-time with a single unit of the activation fleet. What does that tell us?
First, I leaned back in the chair. At times like that, I used to toss a tennis ball off the bulkhead of my old office, catching it after it bounced off my desk. Sometimes the ball bounced through Skippy's avatar.
Was there a tennis ball in one of the desk drawers?
I would check later.
It tells us we can eliminate the first item on the list.
What?
You, he sputtered. The Security Council sent you out here hoping you would confirm the Sentinel resisted me and killed itself. You gave them that list.
The list was just to get politicians off my back, I told you that. The notion that Dogzilla resisted you is BS. It wasn't even fully awake at that time, was it?
No.
Also, at that point, it wasn't capable of reaching into this level of space-time to screw with the activation ships.
It was not.
That is a very good point.
Yeah? Whoever intervened, they did it here, in the land of filthy monkeys.
If this layer of space-time didn't already long for the sweet release of death, hearing you describe it as the land of filthy monkeys would send it over the edge.
This level of space-time just needs to chill.
That's what you want to do, then? Drop off drones in front of the shockwave?
That's where we'll start, yes.
That won't work, Joe. Dogzilla's final loss of containment occurred over so vast an area, its edges are ahead of any photons from the incident.
I figured that.
You know that crucial bit of information, yet you are still determined to waste our time on a useless errand?
It's not useless. We're not planting drones close to the wavefront. We're going farther out, several light days, possibly even several light weeks.
To get a better view of absolutely nothing?
Joe, that area of space contained zero that could be of interest until the scout ships of the Third Fleet arrived to scan the area.
Why do you think someone was there weeks before anyone showed any interest in that site?
Those special activation fleet ships. You said they're sort of transmitters for communicating to higher space-time?
Yes, why?
I'm the DJ. I use those signals to contact a Sentinel.
Just any type of signal?
Huh?
You've performed three activations. After the first two Sentinels were awakened, the ships went back to Earth to be put into storage, until the next time they're needed. You decide where and when a Sentinel will be contacted. When you know where the attempt will be made, you provide instructions for the ships to be brought out of storage, any needed maintenance and upgrades completed, and the last two times you gave the Navy a list of modifications you wanted. You then directed the tuning of the equipment before testing begins.
It's not like I supervise a bunch of monkeys. I do the tuning, Joe.
Whatever. My point is, the tuning thing you do, is that specific to the particular Sentinel you plan to contact, or to the location?
He gasped. Who told you that?
No one. That's the truth, isn't it?
You tune the signal for a particular location in this space-time.
Not just the place, also the time.
The intersection points of space-time layers are volatile and change constantly. That is why if the activation schedule slips significantly, we have to start all over, at a different location, with a different tuning. What I want to know is, how did you figure this out? No one else knows. Not even Bilby. I figured it out because I know you, Skippy. I also know one other thing. What is that? A Maxalt ship just happened to be in the area before the activation fleet arrived. That's another coincidence I don't believe in. What are you saying? I told you I only informed Admiral Mancini of the coordinates shortly ahead of time. Even if someone intercepted my message, they could not have gotten to the area in time to... You did tell me that. It doesn't matter. You're going to have to explain that. Someone else out there understands how to relay your signal tuning to a location. They knew ahead of time exactly where and when you were activating a sentinel. Skippy went through the five stages of admitting he is not so freaking smart. First there was denial, then on to anger, bargaining, depression, and finally acceptance. It would not have been so bad if he raced through the stages at magical AI speed. Instead, he processed his feelings in slow monkey time so I could suffer with him. I wished he had suffered by himself and sent me a nice postcard from Sufferland. The denial phase took the longest, while he argued mostly with himself about alternative explanations for how some third party could have known the location of the activation. He gave up denial only when he was forced to agree there was no explanation other than some unknown entity figuring out how to relate his tuning of the activation transmitters to a particular point in local spacetime. From there, he charged valiantly ahead to anger, which is a healthy sign. Except, of course, his anger was directed at me. "I knew I shouldn't have invited you to witness the activation," he glared at me. "It was your idea. It was the only way I knew to deal with that sad puppy dog look on your face. You really think some mysterious entity intervened only because I was there? Let's examine the data, Joe. There have been 3 activation attempts. The first 2 happened while you were on Jaguar. They were entirely successful. The only difference between success and failure is you being there or not. Or the enemy was watching and learning the first 2 times and you cluelessly didn't notice anything. Sure, Joe, deflect the blame. You know what? I'll happily accept your theory if you can explain why my presence made any difference. The universe still hates Joe Bishop. I kind of wanted you to express your theory in mathematical terms. Like you could understand any math more complicated than 2 + 2. Hit me with it. I can't, he muttered. What was that? You can't? Why? I don't have a theory that can be put into math. It's a feeling. Oh, well, I'm glad you're using pure science-y logic on this. Oh, shut up. The universe doesn't hate you anywhere near as much as I do. The bargaining phase went by fast, as in his arrogance, he couldn't imagine anyone who could offer useful assistance to Skippy the Magnificent. There is no one for me to make a deal with, he groaned, which plunged him straight into the depression phase. That was absolutely delightful for me, having to listen to him moaning about how his life sucked and how unfair everything was to poor little him. He would have gotten me depressed if I hadn't reminded myself the real enemy was the unknown asshole who tried to steal a pet sentinel. Oh, well, he finally sighed. Whatevs. Whoever screwed with Dogzilla wasn't trying to mess with me. I just got in the way. Yeah. If I stay quiet and don't help filthy monkeys, I should be okay. Yeah, that's right. It's over and done with. Nothing I can do about it now. Well, we had a good run, huh? Yeah. Are you ready to actually do something useful now?
What? You jerk! I'm hurting here, and I know you're hurting. You know that, and as my friend, this is how you support me?
Yes. As your friend, I know what you need to do is stop wallowing in misery and focus on putting a world of hurt on the enemy. Huh. Right? Payback is a bitch, and no one can bring the pain like Skippy. Oh. Oh. He clenched his tiny fists. You are right about that. When I am done with whichever asshole tried to steal my sentinel, they will wish they had never existed. Great, so you agree the enemy, whoever they are, must understand how to tune a fancy transmitter or whatever you call it to contact a sentinel at a particular time and place.
Whoa, slow down, Joe.
All I agree is that it appears someone out there has a basic grasp of what a particular tuning setting relates to. That they can back into the math, sort of. That does not mean this enemy knows how to create a new tune setting. That is way more complicated. It is a delicate and dangerous process. If the tuning is not exactly correct, it can totally backfire. Like, it can set up noise between layers of space-time that can jam communication for longer than the window is open. Contacting a semi-dormant sentinel is a process I had to invent, Joe. It is not listed in a sentinel operating handbook or something. Good safety tip. You want to bring the pain. How do we do that? Oh, this is complicated. Let's start with the first step. Can I assume that is collecting more data about that mystery Maxalt ship? Yes, if we can. Darn it. Now I wish I had actually paid attention to that mystery ship the first time. You, I stared at him. Didn't? Of course not. Duh. If I had been focused on that ship, I would have called a halt to the entire operation. In hindsight, it was an obvious threat. Slowly, I blinked at him. Joe. Hello? He waved a hand in front of my face. It took me a moment to get my mouth in sync with my brain. Admiral Sousa asked you about a potential threat, and you gave him a response without actually thinking about it? That ship wasn't a threat to me, dum-dum. I do not know what to say. The good news, which proves I am still awesome, is that if I had been paying attention to the stupid thing, of course I would have canceled the operation. You, and I'm curious, you think this makes you look good? Of course it does, duh. If I had failed to detect that ship, it would mean I am slipping. Instead, the problem was I simply didn't care. See the difference? Skippy, Yes, I sighed, biting my lip. Yes, I do. Sometimes the most difficult part of working with Skippy is accepting that he will not change. He is enormously awesome, and even more enormously clueless. Can you plot where to set up sensor drones? Already did that at several distances from the explosion site. I will be very curious to see when that Maxalt's ship arrived. Why? When you dumb monkeys agreed to give a freaking sentinel to the spiders, I sent specifications to your navy about how to modify the activation transmitters. Those specifications included only a very basic level of tuning. That was about 2 months ago. The final tuning I handled myself after the ships were in position at the activation site. I have to do that. Taking those ships through jumps and wormholes messes up their synchronization. Huh. How close is this basic level of tuning to the final settings? The basic tuning is pretty rough, because your Navy's equipment isn't capable of performing the tuning properly, of course. But if someone intercepted my specifications and they understood how to relate that tuning to a particular place and time, they could have known where the activation would take place 2 months in advance. But, Joe, those calculations involve extremely complex, multidimensional math. Who could do that kind of math? Wow. I had to invent a whole new branch of mathematics to even begin the modeling. I suppose, if the Rindaloo linked all their high-level AIs together, they might be able to crunch the numbers eventually, but only if they understood the higher-order physics involved, which, I can assure you, those dumb machines do not. Uh-huh. Could another Elder AI do it? This again. Please just answer the question. Of course an Elder AI could do it. I did. That is not an of course. You are unique and special. You have learned to do all kinds of stuff you weren't programmed for, like create new types of math. Well, thank you. Unfortunately, if an Elder AI saw my tuning specifications and understood what they meant, it would not be super difficult to back into the math. Ah! Okay, so maybe another Elder AI is involved. A maximum of 2 months in advance, you said? Will our sensor drones be able to get any useful information from a distance of 2 light months? Absolutely. That is not a problem. The problem is how utterly freaking tedious this search will be.